I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome on into the show. Scott Mitchell here with Jeremiah Jensen. Alex is out on assignment again, and of course we had a crazy weekend of sports. Oh my goodness, it was a painful one if you're a Utah fan, and I don't know how we get through that. We got a lot on the show tonight. And the Jazz are getting ready to start. There's a Monday night football game, if you can call it that, between the Giants and the Eagles. The NFC East is, like, abysmal. Utah's going to a bowl game. BYU's going to a bowl game. We're going to talk the Jazz. We're going to talk NFL stuff. Anyways, right now we're going to go to our 805 cut, which is what happened to the Utes?
The cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. It's 7:05. Here's what made the cut.
All right, Jeremiah. It's so bad I called it the 8:05 cut, and it's only 7:05. I want this to be over. Here's how bad this game was on Friday night. When you have Troy Dye, who basically has one hand, and his other hand is wrapped up in a cast. It's basically a club. There's no opposable fingers and digits. It's all just a clump. When a guy like that has an interception, you know that it's a bad night for your team if he's intercepting the pass. Okay, this is I've never seen this before. Just shocking what happened.
So the guys were dominated by a guy with a clump. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, more or less.
Yeah, it was bad, Scott. It was hard. So I'm sitting up in the booth. I'm at the game, and I'm watching this transpire. And I come into the game, and I'm thinking, okay, this game will be won in the trenches. So I was watching the play.
It always is.
In the line of scrimmage. I thought that's where the Utes would probably have a slight advantage. Now, Oregon's got good personnel, no doubt about it. But Utah, the number one rush defense in the country. They had a guy, one of the best guys, pass rushers in the country. And I thought that that's where they would win. And then I'm watching the first drive for the Utes, and they can't get a first down on that fourth down play. And I watched how things transpired there. I'm like, uh-oh, this doesn't feel right. And as things went on, as Tyler Huntley throws an interception in the end zone, something we hadn't seen him do all year, then I'm thinking, uh-oh, there's something wrong. Like, you could tell early on in that game that it wasn't going in the right direction. Sure enough, it wasn't going in the right direction. It took them until the second half to kind of figure things out offensively, and by then – it was just too late. I was stunned by it, Scott. I don't know how you felt about it. I was stunned. That was not the team I watched for the last eight games.
All right, so we're going to get into all of the different emotions that we go through as fans in the next segment, but I can tell you this about the game because I do the color analyst for the radio for Utah, so I watch every game, play, and I watch it intently. Right, because I have to, I'm doing a job, right? And I just saw things. I saw things I haven't seen all year. I didn't even see these things in the USC game, and as I kind of was trying to like process it in my brain after it was always like, what have I seen here? What have I really seen here? And I go back to, we deal with pressure, and we all deal with it differently, right? And this was the most pressured game ever for Utah football. I mean, because it's to go to the college football.
It was the biggest playoffs moment in program history up to this point.
Massively, right.
Bigger than all the other, the 2004, 2008.
All of it.
Bigger than the Sugar Bowl because of what was on the line and what was at stake.
And I guarantee you, all the coaches knew it. All the players knew it. And what there's something that happens. And in professional sports, you deal with this pressure all the time. And so you're used to it. You're used to the pressure never goes away. You just learn how to deal with it, right? Even in your job. I mean, you go on live television, and it's like, you know.
I basically have to prepare a book report and give it twice a day, and it has to be done by a certain time. It has to be done well in front of thousands of people every day.
And you can't make a mistake.
Or I will not have my job for very long. You won't enjoy me. You won't enjoy what I have to say. You'll turn me off.
Exactly. And so there's this and it's a real pressure, right?
It is.
And but it's how do you deal with the pressure? Because it's really, to me, the only explanation I can give. And because I watched the team all year, and they did not perform like this at all year long. And what happens is physiologically, your body actually tightens up. I don't want to sound like some psychologist here, but I'm telling you, all of this is in your head, and it really is. It's learning how to have calm in the chaos. And I used to say that all the time, because things are going on all around you, and you're dealing with all these different things, and you have to function as if it's just a walk in the park. You're playing with your friends, all of those things. But what happens is your neck tenses up. And when your neck tenses up and you start to clench your teeth, it literally makes your whole body like almost incapable. And as I watched the game, I'm like, none of these guys are reacting. It's almost like I even said, it looks like they've bought a ticket and they're a spectator in the stands because they're not really watching what's happening here. And I really believe that the pressure of everything literally got to them. And I don't know that they were even aware of what was happening.
I felt that too. It felt like the emotion and the excitement was on the green sideline.
100%.
Not the white sideline,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you saw it from the very beginning. So it's funny. You mentioned there's so much psychology involved in sports. You know this.
It's all of it.
NFL quarterback, and you've coached. You've done it all. There is so much psychology going on out there. We just watch the physical part, and we get to enjoy that. But the players and the coaches are all dealing with the psychological aspect of this, and as they often say, 90% of the game is mental, right? So I'm watching the sidelines, and the Oregon sideline is so hyped up. They're jumping up and down from the start. I didn't see that out of Utah.
Because they have nothing to lose.
And isn't that weird, though? What a juxtaposition here that
completely.
The Oregon Ducks, Nike Incorporated, Oregon Ducks, the team with the 4 and 5 star recruits,
and
was playing
uniform.
In that game with different uniform every game. They had nothing to lose. It was the Utes that had everything to lose, and you could tell.
But you look a couple of weeks ago, and you look at Oregon playing at Arizona State.
Same thing,
it's
right?
It's the same thing.
It was flipped.
It just completely flipped. And so I really feel that the only way to deal with it, to really learn it, is to just live it. And you have to go through it enough to where you start to manage the process. And when I played – we actually had people we worked with, and I worked with individuals to deal with, because it's a lot to deal with. The pressure of everything is a lot to deal with, and you'll go crazy with it if you don't. And I am totally fascinated by the whole process of how your mind works, because it works in everything. But the thing that's really the most sad to me about this game, because I mean, and again, we'll talk about all of the emotions of this in the next segment, but it's over. I guarantee you, the next day, all these coaches and all these fans and all these players woke up on Saturday, and myself included, and just said, "Wow, you just blew a massive opportunity." And there's no going back. There's no avenging yourself next week. There's not another game. There's no more chances. And that's kind of the cruel reality sometimes of sports. And it was the cruelest reality for me. When I retired from the NFL, oh, my goodness. It's like it was done. It's like, please let me go and play one more game. Give me one more chance to do this. And And when it's over, it's just stone cold done. And you can't have anything else. And so when can you wrap yourself in your mind and just say, I have to play like there's no tomorrow? And you hear it all the time. And I guarantee you, if Utah just has that little thought in their head, there is no tomorrow. Like we can't wait for the second quarter. We can't wait for our defense. We have to play with like Oregon played. And I know people are hearing this going, yeah, it's kind of simple. It sounds simple, but I'm telling you, when you get so caught up in the emotion of things, you can't see 5 feet in front of you. And you have to learn how to just talk yourself off the cliff or wherever you have to and get in the moment and get to where you get rid of all that tension from the pressure.
So experience matters. Because once you have that experience, if you get a chance, a second chance, like last year's team did this year,
right,
then maybe you have a different approach. But there's something important to note about Utah in this game. Two of their leaders didn't play in that game last year. This was the first
Pac-12
champion experience for Tyler Huntley and Zach Moss.
And they played like it. They played like
and
it
I
was
think
their
that's going to haunt them for a long, long
that's
time.
That's a great point. Are we going to take a break? When we come back, apparently we're all grieving. If you're a Utah fan, and if you're a BYU fan, you're probably I'd be curious.
Oh, I know to how see. You BYU fans felt. They told me after that game.
I'm sure they're all happy. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to KSL's Unrivaled.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.